In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, the Spirit has come today, and it comes like wind, and it comes like fire. And it comes as a few doves, and it descends down from the Spirit of God. And the Spirit actually has been around all along. It came in a new way, Pentecost, but it's been around since the Spirit of God moved over the waters of creation. So right from the beginning, God was being effective. God was doing things. The Spirit does things. And many of the Old Testament books refer to the wisdom of God. This is seen as being another word, see God's Spirit, God's effective presence. And so it was there moving about, doing things throughout the whole Old Testament time. But it came afresh at the Feast of Pentecost, laying upon the disciples, giving them speech, and giving them the way and the power to carry the message of the reconciling. Our Lord Jesus Christ out to the corners of the earth. This language question was there also from the earliest times, because the story of Babel, Genesis, tells us about the people who went to gather in the city of Shinar. They decided to build a tower to the heavens. They were rather full of themselves, shall we say. In fact, I don't know that God even needed to come down to use their speech to afford their efforts. Generally, we've got a lot of independent-minded people who are full of themselves. They start speaking different languages anyway. To use a musical metaphor, they're no longer playing off the same sheet of music. And so they were going their separate ways. Soon they divided up their project and went to the far corners of the earth. And I think that is the fate of many prideful human efforts that are wrong-headed. And so this is a biblical way of explaining to all languages and the peoples of the earth the way that humanity is first used. But now we come to the Feast of Pentecost, and the opposite is taking place by the power of the Spirit. And so the dispersion of Babel now is being unified. The Spirit comes and lights upon the disciples. Each one is given the gift of utterance of all of these different languages. And they're all saying the same thing. And all of these people are now unified. They're saying, wait a minute, aren't they all Galileans? Well, I'm hearing my own language. And people from all over the earth were gathered, and they heard, and they began to hear the great works of God. And this one unified message was in place. And so the power of the Spirit, a unifying power and presence, now among them, which would send these apostles out to the corners of the earth to carry that one message, bringing people to heaven. I remember way back when I was in college, there were a number of us taking a course in early Christianity, and some of us were kind of curious. In the earliest days, what was the pristine original Christianity? I mean, what was the central practice that was there at the beginning? That would be a wonderful thing to know, maybe get back to. And our instructor was very learned and also very patient with us. And finally, he just said, love. many different forms of might and desire. The apostles, there's tradition where they all went. James is believed went somewhere down to Spain and Thomas to India. And somehow it all dispersed. And all these people continued to speak their own languages. And Christians may have found this expression again and again in a little bit different location. And to use a musical metaphor once again, our choir today is going to sing in parts. They're going to sing different notes and different things at different times. And any orchestra or band, each instrument is going to play its own tune, but somehow it is all pulled together in one piece of music. And so for us, who are sometimes prideful as Italians, I mean, sometimes people say, I wonder if there's salvation outside of the Episcopal Church. Apparently,
Amen.